forth, and he is also a professor at Humber College. And so now I understand why that bass line was so good, because it came from a professional. Speaking of professionals, we got Miss Zena Edwards on the line with us, all the way from Brooklyn, New York, you know, promoting Canadian content as always. Good morning, Z.
Good morning, and thanks.
Merry Christmas, Mama.
Oh, God bless. How are you doing?
Doing great, doing great. Can't wait to hear this new single entitled This Gift. I saw the video, and now I can't wait for us to be able to share it with the world. Now, we are having a little bit of technical difficulty hearing Zena because she is out in Brooklyn. Z, can you hear us?
I can certainly hear Claire.
Right. We're having trouble hearing you.
Okay. So is that better?
This is much better. So go ahead and tell us about this single. What inspired it? What do you hope to bring to the world with this new song?
Well, first and foremost, it has to do with the Word. The Word of God says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes him shall not perish but have everlasting life." Now, Jennifer, one day I was walking to work, literally, and more like driving to work, and I literally heard the voice of God saying, "Given is a gift, and you have the gift of giving." Mm-hmm. So I'm like, if you live in me, then your gift is within me. So yes, truly giving is a gift. So he first started out the giving, and then we continued. So here is this song, "Given, the gift of giving." I mean, literally, what it came through, you know, around Christmas time, we all love to give gifts, right? Mm-hmm. But Jesus, he was the greatest giver. Mm-hmm. And he gave out for us. And that gift just keeps on giving for us to have eternal life. So I believe that everyone, you know, should receive this gift, because this gift is an extraordinary one.
Amen. All right. That is Sister Zena Edwards ministering all the way out in Brooklyn, New York, taking a little bit of time out of church to present this gift. Here it is.
Montreal's very own Zena Edwards with this gift. We're going to be welcoming to the show Bishop David Burton from the Resurrection Center. But first, here's music featuring Tamala Mann and her hubby with What Christmas Really Means on CKUT 90.3 FM.
That was music by Tamala and David Mann here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit. 10 minutes past the hour. We're here for another hour and 20 minutes or so. If you're wondering why Mind, Soul, and Spirit is still talking past 9 o'clock, yeah, very special Christmas show. Not just us, but lots of special contributors around the city giving out Christmas greetings, including the Bishop, Bishop David Burton from the Resurrection Center, who's getting ready for service, but has taken a few minutes out to speak with us this Sunday morning. Good morning, Bishop Burton. How are you?
Good morning, Jennifer. I am wonderful on this Christmas morning. You?
Wonderful, wonderful. So happy to be out. So happy to be healthy. How's that? I'm just happy to be healthy.
Very true. Me too.
A lot of people are sick and dealing with all types of flu. And myself, I'm just getting over the flu. So I'm very happy to be healthy, alive. My family is healthy, and that's all I could ask for.
I'm so thankful not to be stuck at an airport, right?
Right, right. All across the country, people's travel plans have been kiboshed by the weather.
Yes, yes.
Well, there was one plan that has never been kiboshed, and that is the plan of God. What word do you have for us this morning?
Well, Jennifer, I just wanted to greet everyone and say Merry Christmas to every mind, soul, and spirit listener, and to all the members and friends of the Resurrection Center, both locally and around the world. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas. And today we celebrate the birth of Jesus, the Savior of the world, who came to earth as a humble newborn, born in a stable in Bethlehem to seek and to save humanity. And I am so, so grateful for that. The Bible tells us that the birth of Jesus is fulfilled ancient prophecies, and he brought such joy to the world. And today, we celebrate, ladies and gentlemen, that event. And I'm sure I don't need to remind everyone what Luke 2:11 says, but for unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Mm-hmm. The birth of Christ marked the fulfillment of God's promise to send a Savior to redeem all of humanity. And that promise was ultimately filled through the birth of Christ, whom we celebrate today. And the birth of Christ is a demonstration of God's love for all humanity and to every human being. And I don't know about you, Jennifer and Christopher, but for me and for my family, the one word that really summarizes all of everything about Christmas is the word hope. Mm. Because Christmas is all about hope. And I just want to stop by this morning to say to every listener, I pray that your home and your life would be filled with the hope of God today. And I don't know about everyone else, but I love Christopher and I love Jennifer and all the staff that faithfully serves the Christian community every Sunday morning through the Mind, Soul, and Spirit broadcast. Thank you guys so much. And I wish you all of the best today and for the new year.
Mm, those are very kind words. Thank you so much, Bishop David Burton. And thank you for an inspirational word that is probably a snippet of what to anticipate at Resurrection Center this morning. Tell us a little about service and what people can anticipate.
Well, today I would think the service is probably going to be cut a little bit shorter, but we're going to definitely have a time of worship and the word. And today I've asked my wife to minister the word because she is an amazing, amazing woman of God. And as you know, I have been preaching Christmas for 20 years on the same platform. And I'm like, babe, this year I think they need to hear a different voice. So today it's going to be First Lady Burton.
Ooh, amen. Wow. It takes quite a man to be able to cede his place. Amen to you.
Well, she is an incredible woman, and I am so grateful for her.
One well said, Pastor. This is David Burton, the Bishop of the Resurrection Center. Kindly provide the address and the timetable for worship this morning.
Of course, no problem. Today is going to be at 11 a.m., our regular service time, and we're doing bilingual French and English, so it's going to be a great time in the presence of God, and it's the day that we celebrate Christ's birthday, and we get to come to church to celebrate it. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. Every 11 or 6 years. The next time this happens, guys, is 11 years from now.
Wow. Mm. Okay, and can you remind people of the address of the church?
1850 Saint-Antoine, Lachine, Quebec.
All right, 1850
Saint-Antoine. Just right off the 20.
It is indeed right off the 20. You just turn left at the light. All right, Bishop Burton, thank you so much for being with us. All the best to you, your family, and of course, your church family.
God bless you, everyone. CKUT, God bless you, staff.
All right.
All right. We go out with music featuring the Toronto Mass Choir with Mary's Boy Child on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Christ was born on Christmas.
Joseph is troubled. He and Mary are barely speaking. He does not understand what's going on in his life. All he has is word from God that everything is going to be all right. Don't allow the world to define what Christmas is to you. It is not stockings, nor gifts, nor presents, nor chestnuts glowing over open flames. The reality is sometimes you can be in the middle of a storm and still have a word that takes you through, and that is Merry Christmas too. It isn't Santa Claus, it isn't reindeer, it isn't riches or credit cards maxed to the limit. It is being filled with joy and the peace and the power of knowing that even when things are going crazy, somehow they will be all right. May the Spirit of Christ reach you, whether you are in the White House or the doghouse. Christmas comes wherever you breathe in his name. Say Jesus and let him be born in your situation.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played, and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do ya? And it goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof. Her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. And then she tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Fantasia could sing the alphabet and it would still be good. Here she is singing Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, a secular song which has taken the gospel world by storm because, you know, we hear the word hallelujah and our hands go right up to heaven. But if you really listen to the lyrics, it is a song that is giving hope to the destitute. And so that is where that hallelujah comes in. Before that, T.D. Jakes gave us a very brief word in his unmistakable baritone about the true meaning of Christmas, whether you're in the White House or the doghouse. And the Toronto Mass Choir, of course, with A Christmas Gift, the album we love to play here at Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Mary's Boy Child. Coming up next, we're going all the way back. We're going 70 years back in time with Nat King Cole. And this is a song that I personally requested. My husband decided to put on a Christmas playlist with a little fireplace on the TV while he and the kids were dancing and decorating around the living room. And just as I was about to put the baby to sleep, I heard this song and I heard the voice and I said, there's not a voice like Nat King Cole. You cannot compare it. It is singular in its beauty. This is Nat King Cole singing A Cradle in Bethlehem. And I dedicate this song to my boys, Jeremiah and Ryan.
Sing sweet and low a lullaby till angels say amen.
mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem, while wise men follow through the dark a star that beckons them. A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem. A little child shall lead them, the prophet said of old. In storm and tempest heed them, until the bell is tolled. Sing sweet and low tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
Sing sweet and low your lullaby, till angels sing amen.
A mother tonight is rocking a cradle in Bethlehem.
You're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM, 28 minutes after the hour, getting ready to introduce yet another pastor in our community, the pastor Glenn Gray from Imani Full Gospel. But first, here is Shania with the Aeolians, with Mothers and Shepherds on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Child is born. Thank you.
40 minutes after the hour of 9, just 20 minutes left until 10 o'clock, and another full 50 minutes before we end the show. Did I count that correctly? Mm-hmm. 50 minutes before we end the show. You just heard from Maverick City Music from their album A Very Maverick Christmas with the song King of Kings. Before that, Shalaya featuring the Aeolians of Oakwood University with Mothers and Shepherds. And my pick for today, Nat King Cole with the title track from A Cradle in Bethlehem. We are featuring different pastors and preachers today who have a special Christmas message for you, a word of encouragement, reminding you what the true meaning of today is. And we have a very special person, an all-around nice guy, Pastor Glenn Gray from the Imani family.
And Full Gospel Church.
I wanted to make sure that I didn't say something wrong. So, Pastor Glenn, good morning and welcome among us on this Christmas morning.
Good morning, Merry Christmas, and thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, Christopher, and thank you, CKUT, for having me on this morning.
It's always a pleasure to have you here with us. Now, you know, you've been in Montreal for how many years now? It's been over a decade, hasn't it?
Yes, ma'am. Almost 12 years.
Almost 12 years. And almost what have you years. Seen in the progression of the Imani family and Full Gospel Church since your arrival?
I would say the growth of faith. The growth of faith and understanding, coming to understand more and more about the Word of God and the Spirit of God.
Amen. Yeah. And so, Amen. Is there something special happening at the church this morning?
Yes, we're having our Christmas Day service Christmas Day service today, and it's Christmas. It's almost like every other Sunday, but it's not like every other Sunday.
Right.
But it's Christmas Sunday. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Remind us again the address of the church.
The address of the church. We are now sharing the sanctuary with Union United Church. We started the last Sunday in July. And that church is located on 3007 Rue de Lille in Montreal, on the corner of Atwater and de Lille, right off the Lionel Grew Metro.
Beautiful.
Yes.
And so service begins at what time?
At 12:30.
And now, do you have a word for us on this marvelous Christmas morning?
Yes, ma'am. Just a little word that I'll be sharing this morning, which comes from Luke chapter 2, and it's the gift that keeps on giving.
Mm-hmm.
When we think about the baby Jesus that came, that God gave us this precious gift, but He didn't wrap it in the traditional sense that we wrap things, and He wrapped this gift in flesh, and it wasn't placed under the tree like we place our gifts under the tree, but it was placed in a stable, in a very humble place, you know, just to show us that he can come in on the same level as we do. So, you know, God sent His Son Jesus coming into the world, which was God's plan in action for our redemption, for our reconciliation, and for our restoration. Because God so loved the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that God is love, and love is the gift that keeps on giving. Mm-hmm. So that's part of what we'll be speaking about today, this afternoon. Yes, ma'am. The gift that keeps on giving. Yes.
The gift that keeps on giving, Jesus Christ the Son. It is 9:45. Get ready to go on to church, wherever it is that you're going to go. Imani Family and Full Gospel Church starts at 12:30 at 3007 DeLille, right next to the Lana Grew station. We go out with music by
Kevin Downswell here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Where do you come from, uptown? You come from downtown. Merry Christmas. Say the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb. Do you see what I tail lights be as a guide?
and then food later. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain, Jesus Christ is born.
Sacred Christmas.
Someday at Christmas, there'll be no war.
With Mind, Soul, and Spirit with Chris and Jen from 6 to 10:30 a.m. on Christmas Day.
This is Christmas.
Make Mind, Soul, and Spirit the soundtrack to your perfect holiday plans on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal, CKUT.ca on the World Wide Web.
In Excelsis Deo.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, they're echoing their glorious strains. We say Gloria
in excelsis Deo.
Gloria
in excelsis Deo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Glory,
we say glory.
You gave my life a meaning. Oh, what a feeling. You came and won the victory. So I'm believing. There is nobody,
nobody,
nowhere, who can love us like you do. You are the reason why we sing. Oh, oh, so we say Gloria.
Opportunity to receive the light and life he brings.
Christ, we worship your majesty. Ooh. Lord, forever is what you're
on the windowsills. Ooh, as I draw you near and we whisper all the sweet sounds only we can hear. Oh,
on the nose. You've been listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit for the last 4 hours here on CKUT 90.3 FM, our very special Christmas edition. This is nothing. We're used to doing six-hour marathons. We're almost down, though, 30 minutes left to your Christmas soundtrack. If you just joined us, welcome. You are listening to the very best in traditional and contemporary gospel music on a Sunday morning. We heard from American Idol winner Carrie Underwood featuring featuring John Legend with the song Hallelujah from Carrie's album, My Gift. Mary Mary took us all the way back to the beginning of the century with Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Called Out Music from the UK with In Excelsis Deo, and Kevin Downswell kept it all the way reggae with his Christmas medley coming up next. Music by one of my all-time faves. If Dorothy was here, she would chuckle because she knows what that means. B.B. Winans featuring Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20 with My Christmas Prayer here on Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM. 10:06 on this Christmas morning. Merry, 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 merry Christmas to all of you, to you and yours, all of those who are listening, those who've been listening since the beginning, and those who are just tuning in right now. We just heard music from B.B. Winans featuring Rob Thomas with My Christmas Prayer. Before that, Carrie Underwood, Merry, Merry, Called Out Music, and Kevin Downswell, and now the unofficial mayor of English Black Montreal, talking about Mr. Egbert Gay from the Community Contact. Good morning and Merry Christmas, sir.
A very Merry Christmas to you. How are you doing?
We are doing wonderful. I'm so happy to hear you on this Christmas morning. First of all, how is your family?
My family is great. Elizabeth and Emer, and we are all doing good. We are on the verge of welcoming our first grand child.
Yay!
So it's a big excitement. We had a gender reveal the other night that was just spectacular.
You're too old for gender reveals.
I know. But I brought the food. I was on the blue team.
Oh. And finally, what is it? Is it blue team or pink team?
It was not the blue team.
Ah.
I'm sorry. So, I did ask for a recount, but hey.
So Egbert, and Grandpa Egbert coming up.
I know you're doing well. You just had your own blue team doing well also.
Yes, I have a blue team, and God knows if everything goes well, maybe we'll have a pink team.
Lord.
No.
Striving. That's all it is. Keep working at it, my dear.
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I am married for those of y'all who don't know.
Why is Chris laughing?
I just don't know how appropriate all of this conversation is.
I don't know. It's Christmas morning, so the children, I mean, the focus, the central point of Christmas has to be that child.
Absolutely, because we are celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so we're talking about babies.
There you go. That's it. You know, I mean, outside of that, we have a community that continues to strive in the face of all kinds of social justice challenges. So, I mean, the family is a big deal for us also, because in order to raise our family properly in this society, we have to be mindful of each other. We have to figure out what the message of Christmas is. One of the fundamental messages of Christmas, this is goodwill to man. Peace on earth and goodwill to man. And then I think as we in the Black community look to sort of consolidate our place in this society, I think those fundamental messages have to continue to resound. You know, we have to continue to push all the things that are rightful in helping us grow, helping our entrepreneurs, you know, helping our educators, helping people at all levels in this society build our community. I think that's the most important thing, because so many people are sort of shying away from Christmas because they have the different faith and stuff. But the fundamental message of goodwill to man is what we got to keep pushing as we talk about family. So we have to go beyond ourselves, go beyond our family, and look to the other people outside of our comfort zone. And that's where the challenge is. So when we talk about goodwill to man, when we talk about peace on earth, and we have to move beyond that, beyond feeling blessed and highly favored. No, you only become highly favored when you empower someone else, when you empower your community, when you support your community, when you like somebody who you really don't want to like, you know? That, I think, is some of the fundamental messages that we should be going forward with.
That is Grandpa Egbert giving a word this morning.
It's not supposed to be like some sort of targeted group. It really is about family. It's about each and every individual. And just carry that message of Christmas right through the year. Goodwill to man. That's all. That's all. The basic stuff. Do unto others as you'd like them to do to you. The basic stuff. And I can't compete with any of your pastors. You know, that's not our thing. That's not what in the community, as we do the community contact, we see the challenges that we see.
Mm-hmm.
We understand what the society brings to us. And we have to understand how we have to respond to that.
Right.
Respond to it by being the very best we can. But we cannot be the very best individually. We cannot be the very best by being part of a very close, knit, tight community. We have to respond.
Grandpa Egbert is letting us know that the spirit of giving is not just giving of gifts, but it is also giving back to one's community. And so we invite all of those who can to go ahead and give back in any way that you can by volunteering, by being present. By maybe making a phone call to somebody you know who might be alone today. Thank you so much, Egbert, for taking some time out of your family in order to join our very special family. We love you. We wish you Merry Christmas to you, your wife, your daughter, and everybody else. And nothing but the best. Can't wait for the new baby
Thanks
to come along.
Lot, Jennifer. Thanks a lot. Best to you also. The very best to Chris also.
Thank you, Egbert. This is the publisher, the editor-in-chief of the Community Contact, Mr. Egbert Gay. We go out with music featuring the former Montrealer Michelle Adams with Hark the Herald Angels Sing on CKUT 90.3 FM.
The promise of new earth. Thought I was worth Calvary and charted the path of my destiny. Eternity set before me, changed my name and changed my story. From the grave into his glory. From the wreckage came the message we'd be victors although tested. Angelic voices professed we'd be changed by his presence, restored by his entrance, favored with blessings by a holy king. Hark the herald angels sing, a wellspring of good tidings. Emmanuel residing in every soul, reconciling the lost and making the broken whole.
16 minutes after the hour, you're listening to Mind, Soul, and Spirit, CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal's very own, a native daughter, Michelle Adams, with Hark the Herald Angels Sing. And we saved the best for last, Jen.
We did indeed. We go from songbird to promoter extraordinaire, Mr. Ricky Daly, here in the house. Welcome home, boy. Because this is home for you. I don't feel...
Absolutely.
You know?
You were one of the original DJs here on CKUT, Rick.
Yeah, I was.
Really?
Started back in 88.
88?
Yep. I started... I was the first overnight show. Yeah. At that time, CKUT didn't go past midnight. So between midnight and, say, 7 in the morning, there was nothing on. It was just dead air. And then...
That was at the small studio on McTavish.
Yes.
And you were a student still then?
Yeah, I was a student then. I went...
at McGill University.
Yeah, I was there. I was at McGill from, like, 88 till 91.
Okay.
About that. So, you know, so I was there. And my friend Fabian, who was a very good friend of mine back then, he... wanted a radio show because you had the Sound Supreme show with Flight and LDG and all these other guys doing their thing. Keith and Karen was, you know, behind that. Then you had Stretch and JD with Butcher T. Yeah, JD was doing Positive Vibes, a show that's on Thursdays. And yeah, that's how it all began. So I went and I approached them at CQT and they said, well, you can have any time on any day after midnight.
Wow.
So I said, okay, well, we'll do 12 till, we'll do after 12. So, okay. So we said, okay, Sunday morning from 2 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the morning, because we were at the clubs back then playing. So we would come there after the clubs were done. And we would play R&B, house, and everything. And then I did it for a couple of years with Fabian and this other guy. And then they left. Mm-hmm. I continued. Mm-hmm. And I started doing a show called The Meltdown.
Oh.
So, and that was from like 6 in the morning till 7, where I was playing strictly R&B slow music. So that was the beginning, early beginnings of the Sound of Soul. And I loved it. And then I did it for like about 4 or 5 years. And then after that, I went to Tony DeCiprius, and he started doing Utopia Paradise.
I see. That was the connection.
Yeah.
You see, I tell people all the time, because sometimes I ask, how did you get involved with CKUT? And like Ricky, I was starting to do some gospel concert productions. And Ricky just came up to me one day and said, yo, CKUT's doors are open. Maybe you should go in there and apply for a gospel radio show. Radio media was not on my radar. But I said, you know what? Let's see what happens. And lo and behold, they gave me also a graveyard shift. I think it was 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Mm. For about 6 months, they liked what we were doing. And they said, hey, a slot's opening up on a Sunday morning. Do you want it? Do I want it? Give it.
Yes, I remember.
And the rest is history. So, Ricky, I mean, the listeners need to give you love for making gospel possible on the radio.
Oh, man. You know,
it's a funny thing how life connects these dots.
The degrees of separation. Now, Christmas is on today. And so, Ricky, we don't have you here just for reminiscing. We have you here to say Merry Christmas. So, let's start off with that. Merry Christmas, Ricky Daly.
Merry Christmas to you, too, my dear.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to your family, because that's what we said to everybody.
Yes.
Merry Christmas to you and yours and your extended promotion family, which is all of Montreal, right?
Yeah. Yes.
This old man won't give up the game of promotions and productions. You got a nice live event that seems to be resonating with an interesting crowd of Montrealers. Tell us a little about what's going to happen.
It's
real.
Called-
you got 90 seconds because Jennifer is giving me the sign.
Okay, well, you know, like I said to you, it's called the Masquerade Ball. It's something that just came from our desire in order to continue to, you know, assist our community in bringing top quality black excellence to the forefront, to show that we can, you know, produce the superior quality events which, you know, certain members of our community desperately need and seek and want, and want to be validated on that level as such. And that's what we're about. So, you know, I, as much as I would like to retire, you know, I was thinking about it. You know, I was always being pushed by some people, especially during the COVID time, you know, when I was contemplating my next moves in my life, and, you know, the whole industry had shut down. And every day, Chris, I would walk and I would down there. I live in LaSalle. So I would walk near the water and I would talk to God and ask God to direct me and to pivot me. And listened to me, he did, and, you know, and started giving me inspiration. And I started to write TV and movie concepts and everything. And some of my stuff has gained quite a bit of attention within the film and television industry. Signed a deal for one of my TV shows that, that my my homie Can Do had written a masterful pilot and Bible and everything. So, you know, we're on our way with that. We just finished inking down season one. So after this, we're going to be going through, getting it checked out by some very powerful producers here in Quebec who had signed us. And I'm looking forward to a spectacular 2023, along with, you know, some of the other things we're doing. The Masquerade Ball is on January the 1st. It's produced by a company that I founded with Malik Shahid in 1993.
Okay.
Called The Day After.
Okay.
And we did that because we were getting beat up by Keith and Karen and all of these guys. They were too powerful back then for us, right? So we were like, why are we going to fight these guys? You know, we'll just go on January the 1st, which was a wide open market. Back then, nobody was really doing anything on January the 1st. And, you know, we had, like, you know, the multitude of some of the best nightclubs and environments in the city, with the best DJs available at a fraction of what it would cost us on the 31st. And we decided back then to start doing it, and it's been a tremendous success. We gave it a break for a couple of years, and now we brought it back. The Masquerade Ball is going to be at Yoka Luna, which is downtown, the old 1234. They put over $10 million into this place.
Okay.
$10 million. Come and see what $10
million
looks
like. State of the
art. Yeah, you'd be surprised. So... yeah, so that's...
So everybody better put on their best garbs for the occasion.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we went and we donned the tuxedos. You know, we have... our whole community is resonating on this one. I think this was what everybody was looking for. And the ticket sales and the response has been spectacular.
So it's Rat Pack 2023.
Yes.
Let people know how they can get in touch with you. And then we got to get back to Christmas, my brother.
Okay, it's going to be, you can reach us at rickydevents.com. That's Ricky, R-I-C-K-E-Y, D, events with an S, .com. So rickydevents.com. That's how you can reach us, get information, get ticket information, come with your mask. If not, we can supply you with one, obviously, with a small charge onto that. And come on down. We're going to have DJ Starting From Scratch, which is a legend. He's originally from Montreal, and he's one of Canada's greatest R&B hip-hop DJs based out of Toronto. And he's actually Russell Peters' official tour DJ.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, I know who that is.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's good, Jennifer. I thought you were in the clouds for a minute, but now you just come down to earth.
Starting from scratch. I love that guy.
Like, yeah, I think I know him.
No. He's so much fun. I love it when he DJs. He just has a great time.
Oh, yes.
All right. So,
we're doing that, and got DJ Majess. And we're doing a special tribute, Iconic, LDG and Tuff. For all those who go back to the 80s and early 90s, they'll know who those two guys were seminal when it came to black excellence, DJing wise, and so forth. We managed to squeeze these guys to do a special set. They're going to come together, first time in a long time, in order to rock that whole 80s crowd there.
Well, we see Ricky's prepared to monopolize the rest of the show. But
well,
we
why not?
Well, so there are 4 minutes left, my brother. Today it's Christmas. It's music time.
Yeah. My goodness. And anyway, so, I'm on tonight. I'm on tonight at midnight.
Nice.
Midnight to 1. So
the Sound of Soul.
Unfortunately, I won't be really getting into the crispy thing, but you know.
Crispy.
You know what I mean? But I'll be playing the R&B, some of my favorite gospel tracks that y'all have put me on to. Take care. God bless everybody.
Thank you so much.
Be well. Be strong, whatever you are. Thank you.
All right. So this is it for us, ladies and gentlemen. Mind, Soul, and Spirit bids you Merry Christmas to you, to yours. Remember that today is all about the spirit of giving, whether you're giving gifts or you're giving of your time or you're giving of yourself. Just give a little something. Give a little love. On Christmas Day, we go out with Joy to the World, do we?
Not even. The Clark Sisters with O Come Emmanuel.
The one of their best versions. Montreal, we love you. Merry Christmas once again. And thank you to all of our contributors. Be blessed.
Christmas morning ushered in the hope for mankind to be redeemed. A boy child, a wondrous gift sent by our Father Supreme, bringing the fruit of God's Spirit wrapped in swaddling clothes. A promise of blessings abundant, a deliverance through resurrection of hope. He grew and taught us to nurture each other with spiritual fruit, live with love, joy, peace, through the word of his Father as truth, to enact divineness by kindness, goodness, and self-control, assuring mercy, grace, and the deliverance and salvation of our souls. The child was destined God's gospel to preach, to teach us to reach and touch others in need, to contend for faith, believe,
and you'll find it there. It's about 90 minutes long, yep. And it's really fun. It has a lot of very historical radio broadcasts.